Welcome back, guys, to the unofficial official podcast with no sponsorship. And really, we just want you to do something that you have been putting off. So, if your fridge is dirty, I said that a lot. So, obviously, that's something I need to do. or you need to clean out the inside of your car or make those school lunches for tomorrow, it's time to do it while you listen to us ramble. Just a little disclaimer, if there are small tiny ears around, not including your own, we will throw a few swear words in here there unintentionally. It's just how we ramble. And there are subjects that we do touch upon that could be triggering to you. We will try and let you know in advance, but overall, we can sometimes get a bit deep. So, little disclaimer, I hope you enjoy episode 3. If you haven't given us a bloody review or asked a question, we'll be doing a Q&A, I reckon, next week. So ask away and give a review, because if you're not, that's so rude. Okay.
Ruby,
Aaron,
how are you?
I'm good. Hopefully, there is no weird lisp or sound troubles.
Wasn't too bad. I didn't think it was too bad. I listened
Look,
back.
yeah, people are laughing, but it's all good. Yeah. How are we today?
Really good. Just chilling. Oh, no, I'm not really chilling. I'm going pretty hard, but right now I'm just lying down, ready for our little chat. I'm excited.
Well, we had a ton of people, I guess, write in after, and the varies of quest like the variety, I mean, of questions was like from one end of the dimension to another. So
Yeah.
I thought probably one of the most important things in life, whether you're happily married, or, and I think this touches upon us in our last 5 years, which you thought was a good topic, which I just was like, are you fucking kidding me? I thought a great one to start with is relationships,
Yeah.
whether they are friendships, work colleagues, you have an F word of a boss, or maybe you're in a relationship, in an unhappy relationship, things like that, I guess, where you go from that. And for me, I was thinking about this, and obviously, I've seen your personal growth. You know, you were married and you've had to go through this whole massive transition, and you've fallen in love again, and there's a few Brazilians in the middle. That was a pun,
You know,
thank
Natalia is Portuguese as well,
you. Well, okay.
eh? Not Portuguese, but like heritage, you know. I've definitely got a
Yeah.
type, hey?
Yeah,
Definitely got a type.
I do not. But I thought it really does start any relationship with the relationship that you have with yourself. I think if you're not happy within yourself, and I don't mean on a surface level, I mean you don't have peace within yourself. And obviously, there's times where shit hits the fan, and I literally lose my shit all the time, you know that.
Yeah.
But if you can go back to that grounded sense of fit, knowing who you are, knowing your core beliefs, I think that's where that you need that foundation to have any kind of positive relationship or conflict cycle, which is what I want to talk about next.
Yeah. Man, do you know something that really jumps out to me every time you spoke through all them words and this level of, and it's, whatever's currently happening around me and whatnot, and probably got a lot to do with my thought pattern, but there's this level of settling, right? And that comes from a number of ways, right? So people first settling with their own personal growth, or even more so than that, because when you're pushing for happiness or to be the best version of yourself and create purpose and whatnot, right? That's personal growth for me, right? But then there's this other level of, I feel like a lot of people out there settle for their relationship. They're in it because they think society will judge them if they're not, and it's what everyone does. And I just haven't been ever that person. I think you haven't either. I think, you know, it's got to be brilliant. It's got to be something that's, it's got to be something that lights you up when you wake up in the morning, and something that, and I've always really,
Aaron, you're in the
yeah.
fucking first year of a relationship, dude.
No,
I'm
2 years.
so close.
Two
Okay,
years.
2 years, 2 years.
2 years. Don't you ever,
No,
don't you
but
ever.
like, sorry, some of us don't wake up like that. Like, I'm sorry, I don't. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, you know what? I actually love this because number one, there's something that you said, like constantly trying to be the best version of yourself. But sometimes it's accepting maybe you're not, you know, where you are in your career. Maybe you're not doing this. There is steps that you can obviously take to get there, but sometimes it's just learning to be at peace with that, I think.
Yeah, I get like, no, I
You
get
know,
that,
that's
but
my
there's the
first thing.
constant, there's always
But
being happy where you're at, right?
yeah.
For me, I'm talking about my personal, right? So personally, I'm always happy where I'm at, but I'm always pushing to be better.
That's fucking great for you. This is why I hang around Aaron
What
because I'm not fucking happy sometimes where I'm at.
do you mean? I am. I don't know, like I'm trying to, I don't know what I want to communicate with everyone that's listening, but
That you're a little ray of sunshine
Oh,
just
listen,
pops
and
up, and
listen,
you
I
actually
have,
are. It's
but you know
fucked
what?
up.
I'll tell you what.
It's actually
This is,
fucked up.
no, this is the truth. I do the fucking work, right? I didn't, don't just wake up happy, but I know
Yes,
everything.
you
I don't. I'll tell you why I do, because I
do.
know what I need. I know what I need to be happy, right? And I know what I need to do, and I know everything, all the little ingredients in my life that I'm that make me happy, and I don't, I actually don't, I don't negotiate on them.
But that's not to say that you don't go through hard times or struggles.
Exactly right. Exact. And
Yeah.
like
Just so people don't think Aaron's a golden ball of light that like God has given to us, which you kind of are. But like
listen,
he
listen.
does have shit, he does have shit days and shit does go on in his life. I don't really care.
Well, it's
Not
funny.
too much.
Funny.
Not too
Okay,
much.
I was speaking to my mum last night, right? And I don't know where you want me to go with this, but
No,
like
we're talking about relationships over here.
I'm just gonna go there, right? Because it's fucking going there, right? So
Went from three
I went,
Brazilians to Natalia, now your
no,
mum.
you're a loser. When I speaking of, my car got stolen this week. Guy came in my house, stole my key, car
Again.
got stolen, right? Fucking, that's happened to me before, right? So this guy's, it's on Facebook and everything's going on around Facebook, and it's pretty fucking full on, right? Nice car, love that car. You know I love that car, right? And
It's the second time it's gone
I
stolen.
know,
It's
and
a sign from the universe that you're not meant to.
last time I was really angry, right? And I felt like someone had taken something of mine, and but this time, and you're gonna knock me down, I know you are, but
I up the insurance claim. I'm getting a
no,
new one.
this is what actually happened, right? I said to my mum last night, Mum, it was really strange because I had a little bit of anger, but I stayed centered. I've been really, really working on staying centered. And no word of a lie, I'm not trying to fucking look like the fucking good guy, whatever it is, but I judge myself on how I react to things, right? So I'm like, I stayed fairly centered. I didn't get angry. Initially, I wanted to go wait on his street because I know where he lives and everything, right? So initially, I wanted to do that, right? But that didn't last too long, and I stayed in my center. And I think I do that because I do the work. I read books and I meditate and whatnot. So I'm,
But that takes practice. You don't have to, just so you know, you don't have to read books or meditate. Actually, breath work and meditation, I don't meditate, but breath work helps. But I feel like practice doing it constantly. So when you see any kind of pattern, right, which any kind of pattern happening, and you go, okay, wait, pause, bring yourself back and just go. You know, slow your thought process down. Sometimes you've got to, if you're someone who's just a, you know, you've got to stop that cycle and then come back and think about it in a different light, I
Yeah.
guess. And that's what also I wanted to talk about is like, obviously, for any good relationship, you have to be number one, happy with yourself. So that's finding, you know, who you are, or just accepting where you are in life and not coming in with baggage. And that also goes for your partner if you're dating someone, you know.
Yeah.
And then
just go back to can I just go back to your practice, like what you do consistently, because that's what I admire about you. You know what you need to be you, right?
And, but that took a long time to learn and a lot of discipline. Like,
yeah, and
for
you're exactly talking my language. Discipline is a fucking massive part to this.
You can't expect a chocolate cake if you're not going to set it up right, you know, make it.
And that's what I'm talking about. It's ingredients, right? It's understanding the ingredients and have the discipline to follow the recipe.
But so people don't get scared, start small.
Yeah.
You can't be like, I'm going to be like, what are we going to call you? Sensei Aaron in like 4 days' time.
Listen.
Because you won't. But
yeah.
Start small and slowly build up. And then honestly, and don't get me wrong, I am going through probably one of the hardest times in my whole life right now, you know, where I constantly have to realign and check in. And I'm really struggling with that balance. Like it's work. But I wanted to talk about, number one, so you're happy with yourself.
We need to stay here. We're not going anywhere. We're staying here.
But wait, no, I wanted to talk about if you're in, a relationship.
No, I reckon, listen, let's stay here for a bit because there's a bit of fucking gold that I think people can learn from, right? And you're talking it, right? And you're proof of it. No, but I just want to go through it, right? Because it's there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got these times in your lives, right, that you're feeling really good. Right. And you're like, there's ingredients that went into that made you feel good. Right.
Yeah,
and
like
all you got to do is
spicy margarita makes me
100%. Right. But we know when you were postpartum, right, and you were going through some, you turned up every day at extra training when I was training you. You're like, Aaron, I'm not doing this for any other reason than to keep my mental health right.
Okay? Yeah.
So you knew the ingredient and you had the discipline to apply the ingredient. You go, this gets me through the day right now, right?
Because I had failed before.
Yeah.
And I'd failed so hard before. I had such bad postnatal depression. I just went, it's not an option this time.
Yep. And that's
I've
discipline.
Got a choice.
That's worthiness, discipline. And you knew the ingredient. Like you go, okay, I need to train. So it could be like, and for, you know, for everyone listening, it could be as easy as that one thing. You might just do one thing a day. It doesn't have to be a fucking guru sensei thing, but it's this one thing that makes you happy. Maybe it's walking to that one coffee shop and having the coffee and just having time to yourself. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's like writing something down in your journaling. Maybe it's having taking time to just have a look at the ocean or have a look up in the sky or something like that. I'm not sure what it is, but it's this one thing. Generally, a lot of it's got to do with movement because movement's super, you know, has a lot of benefits.
You know what? I hated exercise so much, didn't I, Aaron?
Yeah.
Like, no joke, guys. I hated exercise more than anything. And then I met Aaron. I was like, okay, when I first met you, I was quite thin, but I wanted to be.
You turned into a beast.
I was like a bean. And I,
no,
and I got
beast,
so
remember?
Strong.
Remember
but
how
then
strong
I,
you got? I was like, fucking this, what is going on with you? You got like, I don't know what I was like.
I had
a like farm girl strength or something. I was like, what the hell? This
but,
little skinny lady, like getting big weights. Like, I remember, I was like, mate, you are strong.
This was like six years ago. But I think like, you know, it's, I definitely think any kind of in like dopamine hit like that or endorphin hit is really essential to kick starting. And I think realistically, if you really want to go there, I really think that sugar, you know, like added sugar into stuff is a real, because you're getting a sugar hit. Not a natural sugar hit, but, you know, you end up kind of dulling down the natural things that your body ends up doing. Same with caffeine, but I'm never going to fucking give that up. Aaron was like, you have to give up caffeine for this
No,
challenge.
I'm a
I was like,
caffeine. That's my thing. I love caffeine. I don't have anything else. Two
yeah.
coffees a day are just, that's perfect for me.
Okay,
Hey,
wait. I need to move on. So,
we
because
can't
a
move
lot
on.
of
This is
people,
it. This is the
no,
chat.
because people were saying, people have asked, right?
No,
There's
we
a
can
lot
talk
of
about that
women
next
who are
time.
in unhappy relationships.
No,
We've
we
just talked.
listen, we're gonna have to talk about that next time. It's a 15-minute chat.
Well,
We
it's
got
14
1 minute
minutes
left.
and 12 seconds, so you better
Exactly.
fucking
So we've got
wrap
to
it up.
summarize it, right? Can I summarize this chat? Okay. Fuck, where do I go? Okay.
Do you think so?
No,
Right
I
now,
just want to
he's
say
just gone
something. I
in
want to say
circles, and I
something, and we're
don't
going to
even know what I.
summarize it. I'm going to say something. I'm going to summarize it. Someone explained something really fucking smart to me the other day, and I thought it was amazing. It's a guy who teaches like autistic kids to do expressive dance, right? And he's like, Aaron, emotion is trapped motion, right? So if your body doesn't move, it doesn't get the chance to move that energy around your body, and you stay stuck, right? How cool is that?
Yeah, but that's like, I feel like that's obvious.
I know, but it wasn't the way
That's
that he
why,
put
like,
it
when you get a
wasn't that
massage,
obvious.
that's like why sometimes when people like getting massage, like basic people like getting massages. I actually hate massages, FYI, unless they're by like a really good
Hot
looking guy.
Brazilian dude. No,
I'm not into Brazilians.
I know you
That's
like them.
you.
You like the fluffy surfy guys.
I don't. I've dated many different men. Like, look,
Oh, can we go through them actually?
no, we can't go through them because you know that I have PTSD from some of these dates.
Mate, I need to go through them. Can we go through
No,
that
don't
as the
name
fun?
names. Don't name
Yeah.
names. Don't name names.
I'm not gonna go through them. That's mean.
Yeah, that would be bad.
It's mean. Okay, listen.
Yeah,
So that's
obviously, because
emotion,
like
trapped
we were.
emotion. So we started talking about relationships, but we actually ended up on you can't be in a relationship if you aren't happy within yourself. Right? That's where the relationship ended up. If you work on yourself first and you're not in a relationship or you're in an unhappy relationship, have a look at yourself first, right? And just work on your happiness, right? It
Yeah.
could be one, be the reason why you're not being attractive to other people because you're not happy and you're not vibrating like that, right?
What do you
And you're
mean attracted? Do you mean just like friendship zones or like are we
no, but
talking
like,
like.
people want to be around the happy people.
Yeah,
That's
but I
it.
don't really want to be around many people at all
I know that
sometimes.
you're a bit different. Ruby, you're a bit different.
But I like,
Secondly,
can
if
I just
you're in a
say something?
relationship and you're not happy, like let's say you're in a relationship and you're drinking and doing bad stuff every weekend and you're only coming good by Thursday, how the fuck are you gonna have a good relationship?
Because so
You
many
need.
months are going out doing bad stuff every weekend, but they're
No,
probably out drinking.
well.
But
Okay,
if,
let's say they're
but
not getting the
okay.
right. No, perfect. Let's say they're not getting the right amount of sleep, right? I know it's hard, don't get me wrong. And let's say they're not doing any movement. That's what we do with Transform, right? We get mums to move, right? So we make them happier. So then they're happier for their family. They're better for their partners, everything, right? So
Yeah.
look after your own happiness first. And then we'll have a look at the other relationship.
But then, can I just say something?
We're at 17 minutes.
Yeah, well, it's going to go over a little bit, okay? So, can I just say, in every relationship, whether it's a friendship, work colleague, whatever it is, I'm going to say marriage, okay? Because this is what I've personally gone through. When you're in a relationship, do you not agree with me that there is a core feeling that tells you that it's over? Like it's
Oh,
done.
if listen, I'm very good. If I have an inkling that it's over, it's over.
Yeah, but I think it's a bit different, obviously, when you're married, children, you've invested your whole life. And I'm not talking about me per well, I when I
And this is where
separated
we're going to differ. I'm going to
when
differ. I'm not in your situation. I don't have kids or anything,
No,
right?
but when I knew that it was over with the boy's dad, I knew, okay, and it went through a really toxic cycle, obviously, for a long time. There was conflict, there was no repair, there was no proper communication, there was no resolution, and there was no understanding or empathizing or listening. Core ingredients to a good relationship. So you get to a point of having resentment, and once you get so much resentment, you can never fucking come back from
No,
that.
I agree. I agree.
And it's like So once there's that much resentment, it's about pulling the pin. So then you pull the pin, okay? It's over.
Can I say something around that?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, I've seen it, right, where people have hung out for too long, right? And that, if they ended it earlier, there wouldn't have been the toxicity, right? Because when the toxicity comes, there's no recovering from it, right? If they would have pulled the pin like fucking 50% earlier, right, I believe that they would be have the better potential to be friends in this life, right? I see it because I see it with my mate. One of my mates went through it. I was like, bro, you got to go. And he was hung out for another year and a half. And bro, it's amazing how much someone can hate someone after loving them. Like, I'm like, wow, you guys hate each other, but you once loved each other. That's crazy that you are so far apart from
But
that
that's
addiction.
resentment. That's
It
what
is.
resentment does.
And it just, a resentment clouds any sort of love bond that you guys ever had. It's just like takes it over. Like there's nothing there,
Yeah, but
right?
also it clouds any vision because you go back and forth
Yeah.
and it clouds clear judgment. So
Yeah.
you're unable to go, this is a really toxic relationship. It's time to go. And it's not easy to go, especially when you have kids. Like I literally
100%.
had to pull the pin, start again, not have a dollar to my name. My dad paid
Yeah.
my bond, you
It's
know,
hard. It's hard.
and it was the hardest thing I ever fucking did. But it, no joke, and it wasn't easy for the first 7 months. There was times where I was like, should I have done this? Da, 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 da. But no joke, once you go through the grieving cycle, because there's a grieving cycle for everything. You quit sugar,
100%.
you're gonna grieve the sugar. You
Yeah.
know, there's a
Yeah.
grieving cycle for everything. And when I got through that, I no joke, I grew so much as a person. I felt like I had been reborn. I knew my purpose
Yeah.
again. I knew that I was a better mother, a better friend. I was stepping up in all the areas that I had been, had my cup half full because I'd just been in this shitty cycle. And bam, you know,
Yeah.
a nice Italian falls on your lap.
I love it. I love it. Well, there's a couple of things there. First of all, you did regain yourself again in your identity, and with trauma comes growth. Like you can't have growth without trauma, right? So you've got to go through pain. Like that's, I'm not gonna go
Oh,
too,
I'm
I'm not
going
gonna
to
go too deep. But like the trauma creates growth, right? It just does. That's just life. So pain hurt, like growth hurts. Like you don't get growth without pain. I'm just telling you that straight. Oh, you
Yes.
maybe get a little bit, but the most
No, not
significant.
really. That's why
You can
the best
grow and learn
people
though. You can
have
read
had to
books and
feel the
learn.
hardest shit, I feel like some of the
Yeah,
best people I know.
significant life-changing growth generally is activated by trauma, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so and just coming out the other side and regaining that's, you're first of all regaining your identity and also
But
fucking
sometimes
growing.
that trauma can be seeing that your relationship with your family, your mother, your dad is actually very you know, it's not, I guess, the way you wished it was, and grieving all of that and coming to terms, having those hard conversations, being like, hey, I feel like when I was a kid, you didn't show up for me for X, Y, and Z. And trust me, you are never going to get the answer you want when you say these questions. But it's like going through that cycle and then you grow from that. Like you grieve, okay, this is their opinion. Because with any conflict, you have to listen to others, right? Without an opinion and validate, then validate. Even if you don't believe that's how the story went, you need to validate, empathize, and then you need to take responsibility for your part. So even if your mum says, well, you're a little shit and you made our lives living hell, you go, okay, I'm sorry that I caused you and dad that much pain. I wish you the best. Adios, motherfucker. Not that that ever happened with me and my mum, but do you know what I mean? So it's repairing the conflict style. And that is the key to any successful relationship. Because regardless in life, if you think you're going to stay with someone long term, you got to get over this whole fantasy that you're going to have a happily ever after and everything's going to be kumbaya and Sensei Aaron is your boyfriend, because he's not. You're going to have conflict throughout your whole life, so you have to get in a good conflict style.
Well, I think the word we're looking for is communication.
No, but that's part of it. It's communicating. Okay. And that, even if that means going back 5 years ago, so if you're in a marriage and you still want to save it and you still go, I've still got this, right? I've just lost myself, but I want to fix this. It means going, hey, and you both need to do it. It's not just one person. You have to sit down together and go, hey, 5 years ago on that day when you said, you know, we're going to Thingo's wedding and I asked you to go get those shoes and you didn't go pick them up. Something as little as that, but that has created that resentment or something. Going through it, having your partner listen, empathize, validate, take responsibility with no ifs, buts. Because if someone says if, but, whatever.
No, it's not an apology.
It's not a fucking apology.
I went through this the other day. I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm like, mate, there's no fucking but. No. I'm not sorry.
In a real apology, right, from somebody who is genuine, there is no excuse. And this is what I've learned, because I'm in a, you know, long-term relationship. I have conflict. And then I'll go, okay, I'm sorry, you know, I just lost the crap. The kids have just been, but the kids have just been at me all day. I should have just said, hey, I'm sorry. The way I acted wasn't cool.
I'm going to go the other way, right? And I'm going to probably, if anyone's listening and they're starting a relationship or moving forward in a relationship, or they've just met someone new, and I'm talking romantically right now, but this can happen in every relationship. If you create a good form of, because men, no matter who you are, you're going to come up against things. No matter how perfectly you matched, no matter what, you know, whatever the relationship is, you're going to come up against things, right? So the first instance of that thing coming up, the way that you navigate that can tend to set the way that you navigate other things in moving forward, right? So you
it's
create
the
habit.
Foundation.
100%. So something comes up, just be aware about how you address that initial, or maybe it's a couple of months down the track, 6 months down the track, there's something's going to come up. I believe the strength of your relationship, right, is not, it's built on love and all the rest of it, but it's how you navigate that. How
good
you get through
magic,
that.
Good
it,
sex and magic.
It is. It's how you navigate that. It's like,
no, I agree. But
it's
then
how
that
you both come out, both solve the problem. Everyone feels safe. There's no anxiousness. There's no feeling bad towards each other. It's really about communicating your truth.
You're allowed to feel angry.
Yeah. Well, you're allowed to feel angry, but when you finish that conversation, there should be a hug. And this is even with kids, like, there should be a hug and it should be like, I love you. And they should just be like, this is, you know, I'm sorry that I've made you feel that way. And this is how I felt and blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, bang, I love you. We're better.
It's accepting that you have to understand no human brain is the same. Mm. Everyone views, you could see, we could be standing next to each other. A bird flies by. I could be like, look how high that bird's flying. You could be like, oh, look how low it's flying. No one is going to see the same thing.
I like that one.
Do you know what I mean? But no one's going to see it the same.
Yeah, it's sick.
So you have to just accept that what they are saying, if they're being honest and they're being vulnerable and they're being respectful, because as soon as respect is like, as soon as someone's throwing an F-bomb at you, you just go, like, I have a code word for like when, because I'm a bit of a hothead, you know this? Like, I have a code word because I don't want to be that anymore. So when I feel myself getting to a point where I know I'm going to be like, say something silly, just like, you know, I don't know. But I say red lobster.
Yeah.
I say red lobster, and red lobster literally means walk away. We're going to come back to this because there's no not coming back to it.
You
We're going
to come back to it.
This. Just let me decompress.
Yeah, that's. You've got to be rational when you're having that conversation. And when you're emotional,
like you said,
you're not rational.
Yeah, totally. So having a red lobster or a code word is actually like really, if you are someone who has been in a long-term relationship and you've got this kind of toxic cycle going on that you can see, and you still, are working through things, you still have that love, you still have, the same ideas and values, and you want it, but you do get stuck in cycles with anything in life. Whether it could be drinking or whether it's, not, you're in a rut and you're not moving or you're not feeling good or you hate your job. There's cycles, repetitive cycles that you've got to break. And that's a really good one that I've found. But it all starts, like you said, and because we'll wrap it up on 30 minutes because it's such an episode.
I'm looking at the time. I'm like, no,
Sorry. It all starts with yourself.
that's a double episode.
Aaron's like, I don't have to talk to you now for a week.
That's a double episode. Listen, I think that's us. I don't, you just want to like sign off, say goodbye to everyone, and when will we see them again?
Oh, well, it's up to you because you just said this is a double episode. I guess that's your work style at the
No,
moment. So.
we can do another 15, maybe. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Okay. Well, thanks guys for tuning in, and we would love to have some reviews. Would love to share this with your friends. This advice can be implemented in all relationships, whether it's with girlfriends, family members,
We are
or
not experts,
partners.
though.
Pun?
We're not medical experts. We're not qualified. Can we just have
We didn't say anything medical apart from.
Okay, just to let you know. We're
And
not
Aaron's still
psychologists.
really worried about his car, so if anyone wants to go wait at that guy's house, and
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Have a good day, guys.
Catch
Cheers
you,
for tuning
bye.
in and give us a review, please. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye bye. Catch up.